Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. This is the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown. I'm actually sitting in our Auburn office today, looking out of the window and seeing this gorgeous day that we're having. It's been kind of crazy nice weather lately. I'm sure it's been pretty nice down in LA as well, right? Actually, I saw it was actually kind of cold. I saw somebody that was like wearing a jacket in LA.
I wear a jacket all the time. We wake up to, everyone thinks we wake up to like 71 degree weather and we go to bed at 71 degree weather. I wake up, it's usually in the 40s. And then it climbs, right? But no, we start off pretty cold. We actually have a mountain pass or whatever. I don't even know the right term, but we have, that has snow on it. It's facing Pasadena. Yeah. It's snow covered. So, I mean, like it gets chilly, just not, you know, not right in my actual house. Cause you know, I have heat and I wear jackets, but yeah, no, but when it's not super cold, it's like 70, it's probably gonna be 71, 72 today. And
perfect.
I'm not complaining.
No, it was like that this weekend. We took a trip up to Reading of all places. I know, why were you going for a weekend away in Reading? But there's a little RV park that we like up there. That's right on the Sacramento River. You get spots like right near the river, really pretty. And then we went snowshoeing up in Lassen National Park. And it's one of those parks that we've been going to since the kids were little. And we would go up there with families that the kids went to nursery school with for forever and school. And then it's kind of like morphed into, now it's just two families. So just us and one other family, because all the kids are gone and adults and living on their own now. So the Castleberries and us went up to Reading and went snowshoeing around Manzanita Lake and then up in the camp spot, and the lake was all frozen over and it was beautiful.
Empty Nesters Club, man. You guys know how to do it. You guys know how to do it.
It was great. And it was, you know, one of those cheap little getaways. And then we ended up, the friend of ours, he grew up in Oroville, so he knows a little bit about Reading, and found this great bike ride along the Sacramento River outside of Reading. They've actually got a bike path that's 20 miles long from Reading to Lake Shasta. So we did half of that one day, and then Benny and I decided to stay one more night, and we took the second half and rode it from the middle of the trail all the way up to the top of the dam and got a view of Shasta, Mount Shasta and Shasta Lake. And it was gorgeous. Saw river otters and a bunch of bird life. And it was like in the 70s as well. Yeah. It was gorgeous. This weekend was crazy.
I did live vicariously through you. I saw the river otters and I was kind of laughing because it took me back to my days at the zoo and all the shenanigans that otters get up to that. Yeah, I won't tell y'all about because they're not the friendly beast that you think they are, but that's okay.
No, well, in Manzanita Lake year before last, somebody got, or maybe it was 3 years ago, got mauled by one and she was swimming and totally, her face got totally wrecked. The pictures of it. And when we were in Monterey a few weeks ago, and that was kind of cool seeing, I mean, we've seen river otters and sea otters this year already. It's January, it's not even over. I love this, love living in California. But one of the things that I did pull up one of the articles about how awful sea otters are. And oh my goodness, if you want some,
if you want nightmare fuel, Google what sea otters do to baby seals and you will never be the same.
I started reading it and I shared it with the family and they were not happy with me.
I did the same thing.
Their little cocoon of like, aren't they cute? I'm like, yeah, they're cute, but they're wild animals, you know?
I did the same thing. I took my nephews to the zoo and we were at the, you know, at the zoo I used to work at, we were at the otter exhibit and, you know, like I do, I was like, hey, fun fact. And I like, you know, shared, and my little nephew's face scrunched up and was like, oh man, like I just ruined it for him. But yeah, Google if you must, and you'll know they are brutal, but they're super cute. Super cute.
They're super cute when you're looking at them and they're all fuzzy and they're adorable and they roll around. Yeah. And they crunch on stuff, but
oh, keep your distance. Keep your distance. Evil. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Yeah, so the weather's been nice here as well, and it's even like nice right now. It's going to be 60 degrees today. So yeah.
Thanks for joining me this week. I mean, I know with good weather how hard it is to keep you focused, but thanks for showing up. Last week I couldn't even get a show.
Sorry we missed you guys last week. We were just talking about that off air because I had planned a retreat meeting for managers, and I totally forgot until I'm in the meeting, running a meeting with the managers, and all of a sudden I'm getting notifications on my phone that I'm supposed to be recording in half an hour or an hour. I'm like, darn, okay, I messed up.
Trust me. Wasn't the first text I got from a guy saying, oops, I can't make it. So it's fine. All is forgiven. I'm old.
So that's
why
you guys had a repeat last week. Because I completely forgot. And I was so wrapped up in this meeting that we had. It was a great meeting. Everything's going really, really well at ABT. So
let's talk about that for one moment, shall we?
Aside from COVID.
From your scheduling issues, that's a personal issue though. So let's just remind anyone who is excited or interested in the idea of kind of changing careers or starting something new, right? We are absolutely in the market for a few different technicians, right?
We've got openings for everything that we do, from plumbing, electrical, and heating and air. So if you know anybody or wants to, thinking about doing it, or preferably somebody that's already in the industry, we're looking for people. And one of the things is, as I like to say, I've been working in this industry for a long time, and I've worked for a lot of different contractors. And one thing that I found with most contractors that I worked for is, they weren't the most personable people, and they tended to yell at me a lot for no good reason, sometimes for no reason at all. I don't do that. So yeah, you won't be having any managers or owners yelling at you at this company. So yeah.
It's weird that you have to say that, but we've all had those bosses that you were like, wait, what just happened? And especially in the trades, right? So essentially
it's a male dominated environment, and we tend to be people that aren't exactly, you know, the most sophisticated. No, I'm not. And
you're definitely not sophisticated. You're not sophisticated. You're not always tactful, but you do not yell and you do not throw things across the shop. So having said all that, if you are like working a lot of hours and not getting the pay that you want, or you're not having the experience that you want, ABT definitely might be a good fit for you. So the easiest way to kind of move things along, instead of calling and all that good stuff, you could do that. But the fastest way forward is to check out the openings on our website. It's easy to find. Our website's easy as abt.com. You can easily go right to our employment opportunities, find out, you know, a little bit more about, you know, pay scale and like what we're doing, and then you can apply right from the website. So if anyone's looking, please, or you know someone, please refer them to easyasabt.com. We'd love to talk to them.
We could use people, and especially right now, we're just busy. Everybody's busy. We're slammed. And sorry for those people that we weren't able to get out to last week or week before, because like everybody else, we had COVID go through our company and kind of ruined it. We had 1 out of 5 plumbers last week and week before. So it was a little difficult to get to people's homes.
And there was a storm. There was a storm. So January's just been, like a horrible challenge.
But it's been crazy for everybody. Everybody that I know that owns a business or works in a business said the same thing. And like, you know, you go to the grocery store and like see pallets of stuff in the middle of the aisle because they don't have enough people to man. Just restocking the shelves or long lines at the cash register. And I mean, it is what it is. So hopefully, you know, I just want to say sorry in advance, or sorry in past.
Retroactively, if we
missed you, there's a reason. You know, we're doing the best we can with the situation we're in, like everybody else. It's been an interesting time to be alive on this planet.
That's what my grandpa used to say. What a time to be alive. And that was the way you could get out of everything. You could get out of insulting someone. You could get out of telling someone their idea was stupid. You could just be like, man, what a time to be alive. So that's a good segue.
Maybe we should talk about DIY do's and don'ts.
Well, this is your favorite topic. Hardly mine. In fact, I was not on board with this topic in particular. because
we had
it's
two topics
not,
because we missed last week, so we had another topic we could talk about. We just pushed that one off because this one is easy for me, and it is it's truly something that I get calls on all the time. So DIY do's and don'ts, how to, and this is actually in our newsletter. So if you're not getting our newsletter, definitely sign up for it. Give us a call and we can get you on our list or email, and we'll get you on our email list. Anyway, how to handle a chronic clogger. So we run into this all the time. Toilets tend to be one of those problematic fixtures in people's homes, and some work better than others, and through the years things start to fall apart. So if you have a toilet that seems to always get clogged, or aka a chronic clogger, no one has time to or patience to plunge a toilet 4 times a day. It is, and I've actually had clients say that, I have to plunge this thing every single time I use it.
That's when you know, like, something's just not right, because
something's not right.
Yeah. Or go to the hospital. I mean, if it's not you medically, then it's definitely the toilet. I mean,
and that is actually, we did have that issue with one customer, and we put a power flush toilet in and solved the problem. So there are, it's a commercial grade toilet. We put it in their house and problem went away. So a couple of things that you can look for is the easiest things to look for is a faulty flapper. The flapper is that little device that's inside the toilet that goes up and down. Most everybody that has a toilet or as a homeowner has probably opened the lid and taken a look back there to kind of fiddle with it and jiggle it to make sure it actually functions right. It's that thing that opens and closes, which makes the water flush out of the tank. If that flapper is not working correctly, and unfortunately with low flow, different manufacturers use different flappers, and some use floats and some use flappers that have floats in them that are metered and close at a certain rate. Sometimes they just don't work right and they'll do a short flush. And I've seen that countless times where they need to have some adjustments done on them. Sometimes the wrong flapper. I've seen people install generic flappers in their toilet when they should definitely be using an OEM flapper.
And it doesn't seal correctly. Like they don't see it with their naked eye.
It won't seal correctly,
kind of thing.
And it won't flush correctly. So all of a sudden you replace it, and then when you flush it, you'll get a short flush.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
It'll just, you open it, and then if you're not holding the handle, it'll just shut right away, and then it won't evacuate the bowl. So, if you do have to replace that flapper, the best thing I could recommend is take that flapper into the store, into your hardware store or plumbing supply store with you. And as long as it's the original OEM product, and get the proper OEM product. Don't just get a generic Corky. We've just seen so many issues, and we're trying, we know which ones we can install a generic one on and which ones we can't. And in this day and age of low flow, it's pretty much, we're moving away from the generic, and it's pretty much all OEM now. Because they're getting designed to be able to flush with 1.1 gallons per flush.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Okay.
So, not 1.6, but now they're down to close to a gallon now. So, definitely look at the flapper. But speaking of low flow, if your toilet was manufactured in the mid 90s, or if your toilet's, 20 or 30 years old, there was a lot of product that was put out in the 90s that just wasn't so good. They didn't engineer them very well. And when we first started rolling into this low flow stuff, I know when I was in the trade, there was only two toilets that we've installed in people's homes. And there was a plethora of different manufacturers out there, but we just had so many problems with other manufacturers because there's this whole process of engineering that has to occur to make it so that these toilets work on so low flow or so little water that if they didn't take the proper R&D, they just didn't work. Uh-huh. And it got, unfortunately, gave low flow toilets a really bad name. But I remember fixing toilets that, born and raised in San Francisco, and I was working on toilets that were flushing with 5 gallons of water, and they would leave stuff in the bowl. So it's all about the engineering. It's all about how you make it work. Same thing with shower heads, but anyway, that's a whole other subject. But anyway, if you do have an older toilet especially if you've got one that was made, from like the beginning of the 80s to the end of the 80s to the end of the 90s, you should probably just replace it. Mm. Just get a new one. And how can you tell that? Inside the toilet, every single porcelain toilet will have a manufacturing code stamped into the tank. So if you just open the lid of the toilet tank lid, you can see the date that it was actually manufactured, the month and the year, and you can tell when the thing was built. So if you've got one that's in the 90s, I'd get rid of it. I've literally moved into houses with them from the 90s and I just put a new toilet in.
Can I ask you a question? What would I mean, I guess there's a wide range, right? And maybe since you're not always at the plumbing supply company, you can't tell me this, but what would if I were to go buy a toilet, like what would I expect to pay for that? Like,
yeah, you can still buy toilets that are cheap, you know, like $100 and some odd. And that's considered cheap these days. I would get a name brand and I would get a higher end one, and not, you know, a higher end one doesn't necessarily, some higher end ones will mean, you know, they're decorative. And you'll pay more money for the decorative ones just because they don't sell as many of them. So the margins are higher. But if you're just talking about the basic toilet, looking for the Kohler or American Standard, there's a couple other manufacturers. We pretty much stick with Kohler or American Standard, to be honest. But there are others. St. Thomas makes a decent product. They got some good write-ups in Consumer Reports. But expect to spend a little bit more. And you know, spending an extra $50 to $100 on a new toilet, comparatively, you're going to save that money in one service call.
Oh my God, headache alone. Give me the right product. Yeah, like, you know me, this is my least favorite topic.
Buy a quality product, buy a name brand product. Don't buy one that's on sale, that's, you know, made somewhere. Well, they're all made in Mexico now, but that's not a name that you would recognize, because more than likely they didn't put any engineering into it.
Right.
I would just avoid it. It's just going to cause you headaches and cost you money down the line.
Yeah. I was looking at just a real quick search, like Kohler, just kind of the different models. Looks like just a quick cursory look. You're talking about, you know, like 280 all the way up to like, okay, what was this one? I can go really high. I can go up into the 900s for toilet. I wouldn't do that, but that's just me.
Kohler makes one that is, I think it's 10 grand.
Oh, wow.
It's got, you know, all these sensors, the toilet opens, flushes itself.
Like, I'm okay with, like, I can handle the actual look.
You're crazy.
Yeah. I can take care of the putting the lid up. I can take care of pushing the button. Yeah. I just need the thing to work, right? And like, so I'm good in the 200, 300 range.
Spend the extra money. Spend the extra $100 and get a quality product. You'll be happy at the end.
Right.
Flushing foul stuff down the toilet. One thing that we also see is we see a lot of abuse with toilets, especially in the commercial areas where people flush paper towels, diapers, all sorts of things. Just, you know, really the only thing that should go in a toilet is toilet paper.
Yeah, right.
And other stuff.
And wipes too. Can we just talk about that for a second? So I know that in the moment, we're not at a toilet paper shortage, right? And so when we were, people were getting really creative. And those Cottonelle and those whatever wet wipes has really made a killing, right? In that time, because we couldn't get toilet paper, but you get that stuff. But you and I've talked about this. Even if something calls itself flushable, that doesn't mean that just because it fits down there, you want it to go into your system.
Right.
Because those things don't break down.
Cottonelle makes one that they call it flushable and it will break down eventually. But if, like, one of the things with toilet paper, it's made, the binder that holds the fibers together is water soluble.
Right.
So it literally just disintegrates into pulp. A wet wipe is in water.
Right.
It's not made to disintegrate right away because it's got to stay wet. Yeah. So it's not going to break down as fast. It'll break down eventually in your septic tank, but not in your toilet. So it has the potential for clogging your toilet. So, and even dental floss or hair and stuff like that can potentially clog your toilet. Just stay away from everything but TP and
what you got to do.
Organic. Have a trash can. That's the other thing too. If you don't have a trash can next to your toilet, get a trash can put next to your toilet. Just have one, because you know there's always stuff that people put down there as opposed to, because they just don't want to be embarrassed. Yeah. Anyway, we get into some touchy subjects.
Nothing is off limits here. You heard my dog vomit earlier, so the radio listeners missed that, but you know, we have no secrets here.
Yeah. And even, oh, even the applicators, like some, you know, tampon applicators that say flushable because they're made out of cardboard. Don't flush those down the
toilet.
All
nonsense. It's
going to clog it. Just keep them out of the toilet. Unless you like seeing us and you don't mind us pulling those things out and showing them to you, because my guys will probably show it to you because they want to show you what they found.
Right,
and
what you've done. What you've done to your house.
We call them little sewer mice, you know. So,
God.
Because they have little tails. So anyway, so just, you know, if you don't want to see it, don't flush it down the toilet because we will show you.
Common sense.
Well, we got time for a little bit more. I knew we could make this into a show. We weren't sure if this was enough.
No. Let's be clear. I wasn't keen on talking about toilets. That's what it was. But here we are.
So let's go. I'm going to go with this one and I'll come back. No, let's go this one. Tank troubles. Your toilet isn't getting enough water. We've seen this often where the water level will be set too low. We also saw it during the 90s when people were putting bricks and water bottles in their toilets. The toilets didn't flush properly. Don't you remember that in the 90s?
Now that you're saying that, no, I'm
saving
literally
water.
I'm getting a visual on the brick, but what was the purpose? I don't remember why we did that.
It was displacing the water, so you'd need less water to fill it up, and the toilet would sort of flush, but it caused problems.
So, okay. You know,
buy a toilet that flushes with less water. Don't be putting
a brick in
and
it.
Stuff like
okay.
that. Yeah, and making sure the water level is going to the right level, and it will literally say on if it's a reputable company with OEM products on inside of it. It'll say water level in there.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that water level is met, because even like a half an inch below it, or you can start seeing some problems with problematic flushing. So make sure the water level is high enough. Because a lot of toilets now, they use what's called head pressure. You want a higher volume of water.
Sure.
The toilet may actually stop flushing halfway down before it actually evacuates the entire tank.
Okay.
It's that head pressure, that height. That helps. Even that little 6 inches of extra height adds a little bit more pressure on that, because you got that weight of the water pushing down, and it'll help with the flush. Hope that makes sense. Okay, last but not least, and this is something that we see occasionally up here, hard water buildup. A lot of people have wells up here and have hard water. Fortunately, we don't have really hard water like you do down in the southern states where you can have, you know, 20, 30, 40 grains. We typically run, you know, like a hard water for us is anywhere from like 4 to 15 grains, sometimes 20 max. But we will see buildup in the jets of the toilet, and those jets actually help with flushing. And we've had to replace toilets because of fouled jets and fouled the P-trap inside the toilet will just get fouled with calcium and magnesium from the hard water. So, and with those situations, yeah, just get a new toilet, you know, new toilet and probably a water softener. Because if it's building up that fast, you should probably get a water softener. Because that's just one issue, because you're also having problems with your water heater and your plumbing as well. So,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, no, definitely.
That's it with toilets. So, you know, the takeaway really is if you got a toilet that was built in the 90s, replace it. If you're going to replace it, put one that's quality and spend a little bit of money, because you're going to save money in the long run. And then, yeah, don't flush stuff down the toilet that you shouldn't be flushing. That's our show. Okay. So if you do need help with plumbing, if you do need help with heating and air, if you do need help with electrical, you can reach us at 530-230-9092. That number again, 530-230-9092. And we are looking for competent plumbers, competent HVAC people, and competent electricians. Give us a call. And you can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. And I guess that's pretty much it.
That's it till next week.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.